decided that I have a pretty serious addiction, and it's maybe one of the dumbest addictions of all time. Not that I'm downplaying the word addiction or what that means to some people, but...
Dumbest.
Well, if you're listening and you have a dumb addiction, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and please share it at 833-287-1037. I was very thankful that my daughter moved out of my house earlier this year, not because I wanted her out, but because I finally got some more closet space, because I need it for the alarming amount of Padres gear I have accumulated.
Oh, no. Well,
I have a problem, Tam.
Oh, why is it a problem? I mean, I know some things they give you.
Case in point. Explain what I am wearing right now.
You are wearing a Padres hoodie. It's a white one. I really like that with the gray and the SD outlined in black. I think it's sharp.
Thank you. What do I have underneath the hoodie?
Underneath, you have a Padres jersey. Now, that one, I believe, was a gift. So you didn't buy that.
And this is where the dumb addiction comes in.
Oh, no.
Because I'm wearing the Trevor Hoffman throwback. That was a giveaway at Petco Park.
I have one like that.
Yeah, but I didn't get it as a giveaway. I wanted it. They didn't have them in my size at the game, so I found it online and bought it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I've got a seriously dumb addiction. Now, there's worse things to be addicted to.
Sure,
don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
And especially what our boys are doing this year. Oh, my God, they did it again last night.
Oh, I know. We'll talk more about that when we do our Padres Minute, but yay, a win.
Every time I get something in the mail, I'm like, oh, no, what did I do this time? It's almost as if I... No, it's not almost. It's exactly as if I have no control over it. I see something online. This damn Fanatics website, it's called that for a reason. Because I'm fanatical about this.
Oh, boy.
I'll forget that I even did it. I'll go back and check my balance. I'll go, dude, what did you do that for? You don't need another shirt, another hat, another pair of Padres socks that nobody
socks?
Sees anyway. Yes, I got Padres socks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's good if you're a cute girl and you have, like, those cut-off jean shirts. You put the brown Padres socks with the SD and everyone see your nice legs and the Padres socks. I wear pants over them.
There's no point in that. No. There's lots of men. My husband is like that. He likes specific socks to go with certain outfits. I get it, because then when your pants do come up a little bit, they look cool. However, I was wondering why you kind of gave me this weird look the last time we had someone in for the Padres, and I was given the City Connect hoodie, and I saw you kind of give me a weird look. It's because you wanted it, wasn't it?
It did, and I couldn't go to the game to get it. So guess what I did?
Oh, no.
I ordered it online.
No.
It's all over the place online.
Oh, no.
I have a serious addiction. What? And frankly, I don't have the money for all this. Some of them are giveaways. But when you're searching for those items that are, by the way, free if you go to the game and you're buying them anyway, that's a weird addiction. It's a dumb addiction.
It's so unnecessary.
Every time, and my daughter's starting to judge me, every time she sees me in something else, she's like, another one? I'm telling you, man, it's a dumb addiction. What's yours?
You guys can see clearly my dumb addiction.
Pens.
Well, not the pens. And those are free, and that's awesome.
UK.
I don't pay for those. No, the Halloween decorations that are now accumulating into my office. Yeah. And I bought so much this year, and I had to go, oh, I forgot I bought so much last year.
Jessica's actually starting to give tours to kids of her studio because they're going
to...
Someone who puts out, like, a haunted house in their garage. 833-287-1037. Do you have a dumb addiction similar to mine?
I have a cool, like, laboratory stuff. If anybody wants, like, a cool, like, haunted laboratory, we can set one up somewhere in the office. I've got a whole setup.
Okay. Haunted laboratory.
All right.
Perfect for the Halloween freak scientists out there.
833-287-1037. Make John, producer Jessica, feel a little better. What's your dumb addiction?
Or perhaps get it off your chest and purge yourself. The first step of getting healed is accepting it, right?
833-287-1037 with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
An entire closet filled with Padres gear. Yeah, I have a dumb addiction to buying Padres shirts and hats and socks and sweats and underwear and who else knows?
833-287-1037. What dumb addiction do you have?
Shannon in Oceanside, your dumb addiction is?
Concert sweatshirts and hats. And I live in Southern California. How often do we wear sweatshirts?
I know.
Well, I guarantee you this. You ever come to our studio, you can double up on those sweatshirts. You can store meat in this room. It's so cold.
Amanda and La Mesa, what dumb thing are you addicted to buying?
I am addicted to buying anything that has wiener dogs on it. I specifically went to three Michaels last night to find these Halloween wiener towels. I did get them.
Halloween wiener towels?
Yes, they have little wiener dogs on them, and it says Happy Halloweener. I had to have them. I have little statues for every holiday. I have shirts. I have hair clips. I have hair claws. I have it on my car. It's really bad.
Our boss has an addiction to rubber duckies. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was joking, but he's not. No. And now an addiction to anything with wiener dogs.
I have a little wiener dog. His name is Bruno, and he's the cutest little red wiener dog you've ever seen in your life. And I'm just addicted. I can't stop buying it.
Amanda, happy Halloweener.
Thanks, Tammy.
Jason in Lakeside, what silly thing or dumb thing are you addicted to buying?
I was just going to say I am just like John in that regard with the Padres. I have hats. I have probably 300, 400 hats, and I keep buying them. I don't know why. I only have one head. But
I only have one head.
Padre gear all the way. Well, my problem is I wear the work too, and they get nasty, so I have to buy new. I've got the newest, cleanest one on all the time.
Yeah, that's what you work hard for, so you can treat yourself.
Thanks, Jason. Cassandra and Escondido, what dumb addiction do you have to that you purchase too many of?
When I go to concerts, I have to buy a T-shirt or a hoodie or both.
Right. Yeah, you just reminded me of my other addiction, black T-shirts. And most of them are concert shirts.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Cassandra. Yeah. Kimberly in San Carlos, what dumb thing do you keep buying? What are you addicted to buying?
Pins. Writing pins. I like the way they feel. And like if I go to a restaurant and I have to pay, I'll say, I like this pin. I won't ask unless they're like, they know like they have it, but I'll totally just take it.
You and producer Jessica are in the same boat.
Right.
Definitely.
I'm not sure if Jessica's up to stealing pens yet, but it sounds like you are.
Do you steal pens, producer Jessica?
I don't yet.
Yet, but it's happening.
Yeah,
that's where the addiction leads.
About it.
Down that dark path of pen theft. Thank you all for your honesty. I hope we all feel better about ourselves.
Did you sign up at KSON.com to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach? Then be listening for your name coming up at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.